Supplemental reading. Emission credits. According to the Kyoto Protocol, various nations agreed to cut their emissions of greenhouse gases below emission levels in 1990. Developing nations, such as China and India, are exempt from meeting the standards set by the protocol. In order for the treaty to go into effect, 55 countries representing 55% of the emissions by industrialized countries must ratify it. More than 100 countries have already ratified the protocol, but all of these countries only represent 43% of the emission levels from 1990. The way the plan works is that industries first set a limit, or cap, on emission levels for the industry. Industries, such as oil and gas producers, generating plants, and industrial plants, would all take part in establishing the limits. Once the treaty is in effect, companies that produce emissions below the cap level can sell their unused level to other companies. New industries that would produce emissions must then buy or trade with existing industries to keep the national emissions within limits. Supporters of the Kyoto Protocol were hopeful that Russia would ratify the agreement in 2003. However, Russia decided to postpone its ratification. One of the reasons Russia was originally interested in signing the protocol was that they were already well below 1990 emission levels. This meant if they took part in the agreement, they would have plenty of credits to sell. However, since the U.S. is not participating, Russia is hesitant to sign the agreement. With the absence of the U.S., there appears to be less of a market for the Russian emissions credits.